Superintendent Fran Gallo, good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
You're retiring after 8 years leading Central Falls Schools. What's the most surprising thing you've learned in your time in this district?
I think the most surprising has been the lack of parent volunteers in the beginning and how easy it was to open the doors and welcome the parents, and they want to be involved.
You may be most well-known outside of Central Falls as the superintendent who fired an entire high school faculty. That was under a federal program for turning around troubled schools. Looking back, it's been about 5 years now. Would you do anything differently?
No, I followed the rules, so I don't think I would have done anything differently. I may have been much more public during all of the meetings that led up to the final decision. That would have given everyone a clear idea of why it all happened. We literally added up the meetings, and we had over 79 public meetings.
Do you think it's fair that for some people that's your legacy?
My legacy is a lot more than that, but certainly fair to those who only know that part of me. Absolutely.
Are you ready to declare victory in Central Falls? Do you feel like you've achieved what you wanted to achieve, including at the high school with the high school turnaround?
No, the work is not done. Absolutely not. But of course, education is never done. It's evolving. Our students deserve a lot more, both in terms of credit for what they know and can do in two languages, and that we should not consider English language learners as deficient. I also know that our dual language program, which has grown, has extraordinary bilingual teachers whose youngest students, right on up to grade six, learn in both languages, maintain both languages, can read, write, and speak, and can outperform their peers. This is something we need to look at, we need to expand, and we need to celebrate more.
There's a good deal of backlash right now in Rhode Island against charter schools. Fran Gallo, do you agree with people who say it's time to take a pause? Maybe we can't afford this many charter schools.
No, I don't agree. I completely disagree. Look at the good functioning charter schools, of which Rhode Island is nationally known. I think we're doing something quite right. The learning community, Blackstone Valley Prep, Blackstone Academy, International Charter, these are schools where brothers and sisters of the children from Central Falls are excelling, paving a new future for themselves. We're not even close to their level of achievement. So I don't think that the charter schools should be stifled. I think they should be touted and emulated. The money situation should be something we definitely need to look at. The formula does need to be changed, but they're, in my opinion, very wrong in the correction of it that stops children from learning and succeeding. We're fools to do that.
Central Falls has several charter schools. You mentioned a couple of them, and they're serving a significant number of students. For each one of them, the district does lose a certain amount of state funding. How does that affect the future of the district, and how will it affect the district if those charter schools expand or if more charter schools open?
That's a very good question, something that we're struggling with. I think it's a continuous wake-up call for the district. I think that we have some of the best educators in the state of Rhode Island. I would match them up anywhere. But I think that they are fettered with different elements of our contract, with time constraints, with a variety of pieces that curtail their creativity.
You've worked in your career in a few different districts, including Jamestown, which is a very different community from Central Falls. And I'm just wondering, from your perspective, after your whole career as an educator, what do you see as the major steps that Rhode Island as a state really needs to take to be more competitive in our public schools, educate our students to a higher level?
I think as a state, Rhode Island needs to look at its teaching core. It needs to honor and respect the teachers, but it definitely needs to have change within teacher contracts. Unions are very effective in many ways in, quote, protecting jobs. Well, to me, teaching has never been a job. Teaching is a vocation, it's a profession, and it should be treated as such and should not be considered an agency shop.
Central Falls is one of the poorest communities in the state. Drug problems, crime, high dropout rates, teen pregnancy. What are the next steps that you think the schools need to take to help more students get to college or succeed in today's economy?
Well, thank you. I think we're taking those steps, actually. We've partnered with Rhode Island College and are making major changes. Our students clearly should lose the major reputation of the largest dropout rate in the state. We have closed that gap significantly. Are we where we want to be? No, but we have definitely improved over these last 5 years in particular. And our students are going to college. We've started to say that the community of Central Falls isn't the comeback city, it's the surpass city, because it's time that everyone raise their level of expectation. And the more the children, the students, the young students, understand what's available and what could be and how there are scholarships available, just from their eyes you can see that they are now looking with new and clearer expectations of a true option for them.
After 8 years, do you have any regrets at all? The high school turnaround, any of it?
No, I have no regrets whatsoever. I've worked hard. I've been honest and forthright. I have done my best by this community. We have preschool and kindergarten that I think are second to none in the state. Our elementary schools are really growing and changing, and the trend is very positive in terms of student achievement. No, I have no regrets.
Well, Dr. Fran Gallo, outgoing superintendent of the Central Falls School District, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're entirely welcome.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.